what Pfizer had internally documented as the greatest crime against humanity in recorded history. You would think that the Pfizer papers, internal papers, would be centered on breathing and respiratory conditions, because COVID is a respiratory disease in many ways. But there's very little about that. It's not what they were looking at. What the centerpiece of the Pfizer papers is has to do with reproduction, human reproduction. And it has to do with destroying human reproduction. There's a chart that has like 15,000 women bleeding every day, 10,000 women, two periods a month, 7,500 women, no periods at all, meaning no children, not fertile. This many women hemorrhaging, this many women passing tissue, you know, 10-year-old girls bleeding upon being injected, 85-year-old women bleeding upon being injected. There's a section of the Pfizer documents that has concludes that 62% of the adverse events are in women, and that of those, and this is Pfizer's conclusion, 16% are, quote, reproductive disorders, end quote, compared to 0.2% for men. They told women not to get pregnant in the trials, but some did anyway. 270 women got pregnant. Pfizer lost the records of 234 of those women illegally. The 36 women whose records survive, over 80% of them lost their babies. They also have a chart in there that shows babies getting very sick from nursing vaccinated mothers. Pfizer knew that the lipid nanoparticles traverse every membrane in the human body, so they traverse the placenta. Independent midwives and Dr. James Thorpe have all independently shown me, and as a journalist, I stress independently because when multiple people show you the same thing, it's confirmation. So they're all describing nettings of calcifications in vaccinated women's placentas that prevent enough nutrients and oxygen from getting to the baby. So babies are being delivered prematurely. The placentas can't grow. I've been sent photographs of these placentas. They're flat. They're not like a comfortable home for a baby. They're discolored. There's now a 40% rise in maternal deaths in childbirth because the placentas are falling apart. Women are hemorrhaging or getting infected during childbirth. So we're back to a pre-modern set of dangers for giving birth. The lipid nanoparticles go into the baby. They traverse the membrane around the testes of the baby boy in utero, and they're degrading the Sertoli cells and Leydig cells of baby boys in utero. And these are the cells that regulate the hormones that turn boys into men. So we don't know if these baby boys in utero of vaccinated moms are going to grow up to be normal men at all, or if they're going to grow up to be fertile at all.